From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, and his friends Lil DeVril and Kolu have decided to go to Konaland in Equatorial Africa to investigate charges of slavery made by one of the citizens of that country who escaped. They were in Rio de Janeiro and on their way to the airport when they were captured by Juliana Quist and her hirelings. With them in the ambulance in which they attempted to deceive their enemies is Dr. Sabata, who has been trying to help them. Now, securely bound and bundled into the back of the old army ambulance, they are waiting to start the ride which threatens to be their last.
It is too bad, Mr. Bradley, that you refused to take my warning. You might have escaped with your life.
Listen, Miss Quist. I suppose it's no use speaking for ourselves, but Dr. Sabata here has nothing to do with this. Why drag him into it?
It is his misfortune that he knows too much. I cannot afford to let him live.
Never mind, Jim. I took the risk, and I'm willing to take the consequence.
I'm sorry, Dr. Sabata.
After the master has had his talk with you, you will be shot. And then we shall destroy your bodies in this ambulance by fire. I am not bloodthirsty. You can be sure it will be a quick and merciful death.
That's very kind of you, Miss Quist.
I shall be sorry to do it. I admire courage. And you have all displayed that quality. But what must be, must be.
We get the idea, Miss Quist. Spare us the speeches.
Very well. But I warn you, the men who will drive this ambulance are armed. And the rest of us will be following close behind in my car. If you attempt to jump, you will be shot down like rats.
Thanks for the warning.
Get behind the wheel, Mendez.
Jim.
Pedro, Martini, you get in front with Mendez. Drive quickly, you understand?
Yes, senorita.
Close those back doors.
Don't let's waste any time. Try to get out these ropes as fast as you can.
Well, what good will that do, Jim? We can't get at the men up front, and we can't jump out either.
Never give up hope, Lil. Once we're free of these ropes, we'll a much better position to do something. If we should think of something to do.
Oh, I can't do anything with them. They're so tight, I can hardly breathe.
What about you, Dr. Sabata?
I cannot move at all, Jim.
You, Kolu?
Kolu can move hands a little, Tuan Jim, but cannot untie a rope.
Hey, what was that?
Fall of the case, Tuan Jim. Fall from seat.
That was my bag that fell, Jim.
You mean your doctor's bag?
Yes. I have some surgeon's scalpels inside. If we can get at them.
Wonderful. Sit up, Kolu. That's it. Now, shove the bag toward me. That's it. That's good. Good, I've got it.
Can you open it, Jim?
Well, maybe. It isn't locked, is it, Doctor?
No, no, no. It has a snap lock. You push it to one side and it opens.
All right. Hold the bag steady with your feet, Kolu.
Yes.
I'll try to push the snap lock.
I got it, one. You push.
There, that does it. Now, if I can only get my hands inside. It'll take a bit of doing with behind me like this. But I'm managing. I think I have it. Yep, I have.
Oh, wonderful.
Turn around and hold on to your hands, Kolu. I'll cut the ropes around your wrists.
Here's one, Jeff. You feel them?
Uh-huh. Just a minute now. Hold steady if you can. That's it. Yeah, I'm cutting through. There it is.
Jim.
Yes, I'm free. Let me take my phone, Jim. I cut all the ropes instead of three.
All right. Get little first.
Here.
You free, Mr. Jeff. You free. One, Jim. Now you, Doctor.
Oh. Well, how does it feel to be free again, folks?
Well, we're not free yet, but this feels much better.
Hey, Jim, there are more scalpels in the bag. Do you think perhaps we can use them for weapons?
Oh, not against guns, Doctor. Is there any way we can get at the men up front?
Not unless we break down the partition. That is hardly possible.
Hey, wait a minute. What's in these cylinders here?
Well, that one is oxygen.
Yeah?
The small one here is nitrous oxide for use in emergency.
Nitrous oxide? That's laughing gas, isn't it?
Yes, it is called that. An anesthetic.
That's swell. Just what we want. This is going to get us out of here.
Well, I can't see how that's going to help us at this point.
We're going to feed it to our friends up front. Through this speaking tube, Lil. Don't you see? We can fill the front of the ambulance with gas while we don't get any of it ourselves.
Yes, but if we put them to sleep, this ambulance will crash with us in it.
Exactly. We'll be stopping awfully fast, but we'll be stopping, and that's the important thing. Listen carefully. I think if we brace ourselves properly, we can get through the crash without too much damage. These army ambulances can take an awful lot of rough treatment.
Yeah.
Then we'll jump out, race up front, grab the guns from Mendez and his pals. And from that point on, we'll have an even chance against Quist and the others. Now, are you all willing to risk it?
Kolo willing.
Well, of course, we must try anything now.
Oh, I hope it works, Jim.
It's got to. Give me that cylinder, Kolo.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Now, I'll get this pipe into the speaking tube. Oh, we're in luck. It's a nice fit.
Oh, good.
Turn that knob now. That's it. Oh, Doctor, how long will it take?
Oh, not long at all. It works very quickly.
Oh, the other end of this tube opens right at their heads, so they'll be getting at full strength. Oh! Good, we're starting to swerve. Brace yourselves. I think they're going under right now.
Jim, we're slowing down.
Uh-huh. His foot's come off the accelerator. Boy, I wish I could see what's going on up. Hold on, everybody!
Jim has taken a desperate means of saving himself and his friends from certain death. But it now remains to be seen whether his scheme will work out as he planned. Be with us in just a minute when we continue the adventures of Jungle Jim. Meanwhile, make a mental note that this week and every week, there's extra reading pleasure waiting for you in America's favorite funnies. The all-star cast of Puck, the Comic Weekly, is ready and eager to bring you thrills, excitement, mystery, and suspense. Each issue of Puck, the Comic Weekly, now in two big full-color sections, brings never-failing enjoyment to readers in more than 7 million homes. Now, that's a whale of a lot of folks to please week in, week out, but Puck, the Comic Weekly, has the answer. For each issue contains more than 24 of your favorite features, features that make reading them adventure time. Leading Sunday papers distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, from coast to coast. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that brings it to this area. Look at the top of the front page of each of the two big sections for the figure of Puck, and the name, the Comic Weekly. Now, back to Jungle Jim. It is a minute or two before Jim and his friends recover sufficiently from the shock of the crash to realize they are unhurt. Now they leap out and race to the front of the ambulance. The three unconscious men offer no resistance as Jim takes their guns away and distributes them among his friends. But at this moment, Juliana Quist's car stops on the road near the wreck. The men with her open fire.
Duck down here, all of you.
Well, we're not going to let them shoot at us without shooting back, are we, Jim?
We certainly are not. I'll shoot over the motor hood, just to let them know we're armed. That'll make them keep their distance.
They get out of their car and go behind.
Well, the battle lines are drawn, all right. Don't shoot for a while. Maybe I can talk some sense into them as Quist. Kolo, Duck Sabata, keep me covered.
We will. I can see them plainly from behind this front wheel.
Miss Quist! Hey, Miss Quist, I want to make a bargain with you.
What bargain?
You go back to the city now, and we won't attack you.
You won't attack us. That is very funny.
Well, there are four of us and three of you, and we're well armed. If it comes to a fight, you'll get off second best, and you know that.
She's talking to the two men with her.
Mr. Bradley.
Yes?
Beaver will retire if you promise not to harm the men you have taken prisoner.
We have no intention of harming them.
Very well. They are going.
Well, they really go away from Jim.
What? I'm surprised too, Cole. But after all, she can't very well stick around and exchange shots with us. All right. Now we can continue on our way to the airport.
Well, what about our three sleeping beauties here? Do we take them with us or leave them behind?
Well, I know you do not want to have them arrested because it will delay you.
That's true.
But I have no such reason to prevent my pressing charges against them. After all, they attacked me as well as you.
Then you want us to tie them up and take them with us?
Indeed, I do.
Very well, Doctor. And we'll make sure they can't cut their ropes the way we did.
Jim, don't you feel that Miss Quist gave in too easily?
She did give in easily, but what else was there for her to do?
Well,
the longer she stayed on that road, the more chance there was someone would come along and discover our private little war.
Well, I know that, but somehow I feel very uneasy.
Oh, you needn't, Lil. Kolo isn't back there with our prisoners. They can't do anything. The road ahead is clear, and we'll be at the airport in 15 minutes.
Jim, I too share in Mr. Breel's feeling of uneasiness. I have a premonition of danger ahead.
Well, I can't blame you for that, Doctor. After everything else that's happened to us. Well, if this bus could go faster, I'd make it. But it's giving us all it has now.
Jim, what's that?
I can see a car behind us in the rearview mirror. Why, it's Miss Quist again.
There, you see. I knew she wouldn't give up so easily. But why are they shooting at us from behind? They may hit their own men.
They're not shooting at us, Lil. They're aiming at our tires.
What?
And if they hit one, we'll have to stop.
Well, at least we'll be right back where we were before. We'd still have the advantage over them.
No, no, we won't, Lil. Don't forget, we were in the back of this ambulance before. Now we're cooped up here in the front seat. They can get us while we're trying to get out.
Can't we fire back at them, Jim?
No, Doctor. The body of the ambulance is in the way.
Oh, step on the gas, Jim. Maybe we can get away from them.
What's down to the floor now, Lil?
Well, let us stop them fighting out.
No, 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 Doctor. I've got a better idea. You see that spare tire strapped to the right front fender?
Yes.
I'll keep the ambulance on the right side of the road. That will mean they'll be behind us and a little to the left. They won't be able to see you, Doctor. And when you unfasten the straps of the tire...
And then?
When you get it unfastened, hold on to it. And I'll swing clear over to the other side of the road. And then you let the tire go. And let it fall flat. And it'll fall right in their path.
Oh, I see what you mean, Jim.
Oh, I'm glad you do. All right now, Doctor. Work fast.
Well, there's only one step to unfasten.
Good. That's it, Doctor. Now, here we go. Way over to the left. There we are. All right, Doctor. Now, let it go.
There it is.
They're right on top of it. Oh, they'll never be able to pull aside.
He's gone.
They have run off the road.
Oh, good. Let's hope they stay there. Oh, I'll be sorry if I never see Miss Juliana Quist again.
Neither will I. Oh, Jim, please step on it. We can't reach that airport too soon to please me.
We haven't much time left to catch that plane either, Lil. Pushing the bus for all she's got, though.
The field is beyond that expense, Lil. We will be there in just a few minutes. I'll bid you farewell then and get these two bandits back to the bush. I can only wish you good luck on your dangerous mission. I have a feeling you will need it.
A few minutes later, Jim and his two friends race across the field to the waiting plane. And as the airship lifts into the sky, they can't help wondering what new dangers lie ahead. Be with us next week when we continue the adventures of Jungle Jim.